Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. On today's Daf, Gemara and Shabbos Daf, Kuf Lamed Beis, we learn the source that Mila is Doche Shabbos. So I saw a very interesting Shaila. What would happen if there is a child whose Mila was supposed to be on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, and somehow they were Mekabel Shabbos early, and they realized that they didn't give the child a baby a Mila yet? Are they able to be maul the baby on Tosefa Shabbos? So the sun hasn't set yet, it hasn't been Shkia yet, and it's still daytime, but the entire Tibur Mekabel Shabbos, Tosefa Shabbos. So now it's Shabbos. So is the maul allowed to give the Mila during Tosefa Shabbos on the child whose Mila should be on Friday? That was the question. So some poskim say this very question depends on the nature of Tosefa Shabbos. Do we say Tosefa Shabbos transforms Friday mamish into Shabbos? Or do we say that no, it just makabel certain dinim, it's a certain chumrah, but it doesn't change it into Shabbos. If one assumes that Tosefa Shabbos is a deraisa and that it's able to change that part of Friday into Shabbos, then there's nothing to talk about. You can't be docha, you can't have a mila shlobas mana on Shabbos. But if it's only some type of chumrah, some type of neder, some type of din derabanan, some type of siyag, so then poskim say that maybe one would be able to give the milah on the child. So I saw in the Sefer Otzer Bris Chelik Beis Amud Pei Dalet that he quotes from a Taz in Siman Tav Reish in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. There's a very, very long Taz about a similar type of shaila. And you could use this Taz to paskin this question at hand about the Bris Mila. The question of the Taz, he's describing a situation where a certain tzibur had an Erev Shabbos. Some people came to the shul and they ransacked the shul, including taking the shofar and stealing the shofar away. So the tzibur had sent to another shul to please send them a shofar they could use for Rosh Hashanah. The shliach somehow got delayed and he did not make it until the end of the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It was a Friday, and it turns out that the tzibur already was makabel Shabbos early, Tosefa Shabbos, and that's when the shofar arrived. Are they allowed to blow the shofar during Tosefa Shabbos to fulfill the mitzvah? So at first the Taz talks about, well, since blowing the shofar is only a shvus and ain shvus during Ben Hashmashos, you're allowed to violate shvus during Ben Hashmashos, so that would be allowed. But then he adds further, which becomes more expansive than what you're allowed to accomplish during Tosefa Shabbos. And that's what the Taz says, even according to those who are machmir and that take Tosefa Shabbos much more seriously, and perhaps you shouldn't be able to blow shofar, he says, everyone would agree in this particular instance, he says that Modim de Khan de Kabbalah Kiltre. This Kabbalah of Shabbos was a little bit lighter. De Dafkalin in Erev, and he says one is Makabal the din of Tosefa Shabbos. But here he says that Daita de Hachi lo Kibbalah. When the Tzibur was Makabal Shabbos early, they were not Makabal Shabbos with this in mind. Everyone wants to fulfill the mitzvah of Hashem and Tekiah Shofar. Had they known the Shofar was right there, they never would have been Makabal Shabbos. So when their initial Kabbalah of Shabbos was there, it was not with this intention. That being said, so just like by the Shofar, the Taz comes out and he has some other applications. There's a long arichas for those who want to take a look inside, but he ends up coming out that since this was not part of the Das when they were Makabal Shabbos, so in the Sefer Otzer Bris, he says the same thing. When they were Makabal Shabbos, when the Tzibur was Makabal Shabbos, it wasn't the Das that they're not going to give the child the Mila. Had they known the child still needs the Mila, however that happened, they never would have been Makabal Shabbos. And therefore, Paskin, that in this particular case, on Tosefa Shabbos, one can give a Mila to the child that needs a Mila on Friday.